JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we focus on the St. Andrew Parish Church as it celebrates 350 years. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're listening to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Founded in 1664, the St. Andrew Parish Church is one of the oldest churches in Jamaica. It was established 4 years after Britain set up administration following the conquest of the island from Spain. The church is named after the Apostle Andrew, the patron saint of Scotland. The current structure at Hagley Park Road in Halfatree was completed in 1700 and has been extensively renovated over the years. The first two church buildings were constructed some distance away from the current site, but were destroyed by earthquake and fire. Member of the Church Committee and Celebrations Committee of the St. Andrew Parish Church, Alvaro Casale, shares with us a little on the commemorative stamps being rolled out for the anniversary celebration.
On Thursday, we are having a launch for commemorative stamps. We are this year marking 350 years for the parish church. And so on Thursday, we're having a launch of postage stamps, commemorative stamps to mark the occasion. And the three stamp values, we're issuing, working with the post office, there'll be a stamp for $20, one for $60, and one for $120.
On April 3, 2003, in its 339th year, the St. Andrew Parish Church was declared a national monument by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. The cemetery located on the church property is one of the oldest in continuous use in Jamaica and is the final resting place for several prominent persons associated with the history of the church, as well as well-known residents of the parish of St. Andrew. Today, the St. Andrew Parish Church is a landmark in Halfatree and continues to meet the spiritual and social needs of its congregants and the wider community.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Vision 2030 Jamaica seeks to build on mixed progress in the social areas in order to empower Jamaicans by focusing on human resource development such as education, training and health system reform, as well as fostering innovation and cultural preservation and strengthening systems geared at protecting vulnerable groups in the society. For more information on the plans and progress of Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, the days of Pop Gun and Harsh Yai in Glimpses of Jamaica.
One of the main things we're missing up now when me I grew up as a youth, we used to have a thing called a Pop Gun. We used bamboo joint and rose up a shot, push it in and blow in it. We now see that again. We used to use arsai, rub the arsai upon the concrete and put it on the next one jar and fire that it burn him. We now see that again, you know. My name is Michael Matthews and I'm from Arakabesa St. Mary.
Remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica by sending an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or by giving us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's program. Join us again on this station for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Joel Samwells. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.